Chapter 13. Alan Carstairs. Strangely enough, Frankie's theory was confirmed the following day. She and Roger had been playing tennis and were sitting afterwards sipping iced drinks. Talking about various subjects, Frankie had become more and more aware of the charm of someone who had, like Roger, travelled all over the world. A pause was broken by Roger, and in an entirely different tone from the light-hearted one he'd been using.
Lady Frances, I've known you less than 24 hours, but I feel that you're the one person I can ask advice from.
He paused again. He looked worried and upset.
It's about my brother. His extreme changes of mood. He is taking drugs, I'm sure of it. Have you noticed his eyes? The pupils are very small.
I have, admitted Frankie. What do you think it is?
Morphia. I think it comes to him in the afternoon post. You'll have noticed how his mood changes between tea and dinner.
Has it been going on for long?
About 6 months. The thing is, I don't know if I should tell Sylvia. That's why I thought you might be able to help me. Sylvia likes you a lot. What should I do, Lady Frances? If I tell her, I will worry her terribly.
If she knew, she might have some influence, suggested Frankie.
I doubt it. When it's drug-taking, nobody has any influence. No, I've been thinking that Henry might be prepared to go away for treatment if Sylvia didn't know, if her knowing was used as a threat.
Would he have to go away?
No, there's actually a place about 3 miles from here, run by a Dr. Nicholson, a Canadian, a very clever man, and fortunately, Henry likes him. Hush. Here comes Sylvia.
Mrs. Bassington French joined them, saying, Have you played much tennis?
We played one game, said Frankie.
We must ask the Nicholsons over, said Sylvia. She's very fond of tennis. Why, what is it? She had seen the glance the other two had exchanged.
Nothing, only I happen to be talking about the Nicholsons to Lady Frances.
They're Canadians, aren't they? Inquired Frankie.
He is. I think that she is English. She's a very pretty little thing. Quite charming. With the most lovely, big, slightly sad eyes. I think she isn't very happy.
He runs a kind of sanatorium, a nursing home, doesn't he?
Yes. Nerve cases and people who take drugs. He's very successful, I believe. He's rather an impressive man.
Do you like him?
No, said Sylvia. I don't.
Later on, she pointed out to Frankie a photograph which stood on the piano. That's Moira Nicholson. A lovely face, isn't it? A man who came down here with friends of ours some time ago was quite attracted by it. He wanted an introduction, I think. She laughed. I'll ask them to dinner tomorrow night. I'd like to know what you think of him. I dislike him, and yet he's quite attractive looking. Something in her tone made Frankie look at her quickly, but Sylvia had turned away.
It's time I asked some questions, Frankie thought, making up her mind. She began fairly naturally at dinner. You know, she said to Roger, I can't help feeling that we've met before. It wasn't by any chance at that party of Lady Shane's at Claridge's on the 16th.
It couldn't have been on the 16th, said Sylvia quickly. Roger was here. We had a children's party that day, and what I would have done without Roger, I simply don't know. She gave a grateful glance at her brother-in-law, and he smiled back at her.
I'm sure if I had met you before, I'd remember it, Roger said.
One point settled, thought Frankie. Roger Bassington French was not in Wales on the day Bobby was poisoned.
Strangely enough, That was the day a man fell over the cliff in our neighborhood. I went home a few days later, and I went to the inquest, thinking it would be exciting.
Was that at Marchbolt? Asked Sylvia.
Frankie nodded. Derwent Castle is only about 7 miles from Marchbolt, she explained.
Roger, that must have been your man, cried Sylvia.
Frankie looked inquiringly at him.
I was actually there, said Roger. I stayed with the body till the police came.
How perfectly extraordinary, said Frankie. There was a general atmosphere of how strange, isn't the world small? Frankie felt she was doing this rather well.
Roger had some silly idea of buying a house down there, said Sylvia.
Complete rubbish, said Henry Bassington French. You know perfectly well, Roger, that as soon as you'd bought it, you'd get bored staying in one place and go off abroad again.
Roger laughed. Then he turned to Frankie. Was there anything interesting or exciting at the inquest?
Oh, no. It was all boringly straightforward, and some unpleasant relations came and identified the man. He was on a walking tour, it seems. It was very sad, really, because he was extremely good-looking. Did you see his picture in the papers?
I did, said Sylvia. He looked very like that man, Alan Carstairs. I remember saying so at the time.
Yes, agreed Roger. He did look like him, in that photograph.
You can't tell from newspaper pictures, can you? Said Sylvia.
Everyone, it seemed to Frankie, had reacted with perfect naturalness. The only thing she had succeeded in was getting a name. Alan Carstairs.